time to go back down the mole hole with Randy Moleman on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
But if you close your eyes, does it all?
Welcome back to the Mole Hole, everybody. My name is Randy Moleman. You're listening on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. 590 The Fan, KFNS. Hey, I want you to text the show, 855-282-8255. Tell me your top four, your four favorite stand-up comedians. I posted it on my Facebook page yesterday, and I got a ton of responses. Your top four stand-up comedians, and I was just, as I was going through my list, I was just shocked at how many I've loved over the years, how many new guys that I don't even have on my list that I really like. My top four favorite stand-up comedians coming up at the top of the hour in the Boulevard Brewing Company sports segment. I want you to text me yours. We'll go through those. I want to go through some of the recommendations and suggestions. Matt will have his as well. Texter from 314-706. I haven't met or know of anyone who still roots for the Rams. Think Kroenke and Demoff were still counting on support from STL fans? No, I don't. What I'm talking about was in my head scratcher segment, the last segment, how there are still people that come into that STL Today fan forum and talk Rams all the time. And they're not from St. Louis, you can tell. They talk about what's happening in L.A. Go find an L.A. board, Matt.
Yeah.
Why are you coming to a St. Louis-based board to talk about a team in Los Angeles?
Why are people responding?
Oh, that's right. Because they're all L.A. fans. Drives me crazy.
That's weird. You know, I thought I was going to continue to be a Rams fan after they left.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was no longer a Rams fan. I didn't realize that I hated the Rams until I think it was that first preseason game, I think. And then I was like, oh, man, it really just hit me all of a sudden. Like, wow, I didn't realize it, but I hate this team and I want nothing to do with them.
Right. You know, it's funny. I'm old enough now to have been through two football teams leaving. So I was 17 years old when the Big Red left.
Oh, wow.
And I remember thinking the same thing, like, okay, you know what? Those players didn't go away. I rooted for those players while they were in St. Louis. I'm still going to root for this team.
Yeah.
And then it's weird because the Big Red used to start games at 12 noon every Sunday. That was the time, right? Once they moved to Arizona, they were 3 o'clock starts.
Okay.
So now you're watching your team at 3 as opposed to noon. You're watching them in the sun of Arizona, playing in home games in a different stadium. It was just different. And I remember I tried my hardest to watch them and cheer for them. I lasted maybe a third of the season. And then I was like, you know what? I hate them. They're not here anymore. They left me. And as a 17-year-old, of course, I was quite immature.
Yeah.
So at the time, I was just like, you know what? You left me. I'm not rooting for you. You left me. And so I have disliked the Cardinals ever since. I am not a fan of the... I know a lot of people have gone back to rooting for the Cardinals since the Rams left. Not me. I don't root for the Cardinals. I don't root for the Rams. I root for my city. I root for my region. I mean, the Blues have been here my entire life. If they left, I don't think I could root for them playing somewhere else.
Yeah.
I just don't. It's not the same.
Exactly. And that's what I thought with the Rams. I was like, oh, it'll be the same. They'll just be in a different city. And no, it's not.
It's not. It's totally not the same. Because it's not the same because of the name of the team. It's the Los Angeles Rams. I live in St. Louis. I root for St. Louis. I root for my region. I root for my community. I root for my city. I'm a rabid fan of my teams, my city. I'm not a rabid fan of a team that has left my city. I can't do it. I just couldn't do it. And as a matter of fact, one of the most enjoyable Rams games I've ever watched since they've been here and since they've left was when they got killed on national TV opening night last year against the Niners. They lost 28-0.
Oh, wow.
And it was phenomenal. I was laughing the entire game. It was so fun to watch. And I will root against them. I do. If I ever have to see Stan Kroenke hold up that Lombardi trophy,
I don't think you'll have to worry about that. Yeah, I really don't.
Not in the near term, for sure.
Has he won a trophy in anything?
Have his soccer teams got bad, won anything? I don't know
when he became owner of his other teams, but I mean, Colorado Avalanche, horrible.
Right.
There's no chance of them winning anything anytime soon. And same with his other teams too.
And so. Colorado was so good for so long, and yeah. they're in the toilet since he took over.
Horrible. They were embarrassing last season.
The Nuggets are not good.
No.
His soccer teams apparently.
Arsenal's, they're going down.
Yeah. From what I understand, I don't follow soccer that much, but the Arsenal fans apparently hate him. They want him out. Mm-hmm. They want a new owner. You're right. He's in the business of making money. He's a businessman. He's not a fan, quote unquote. As much as you want to hate Jerry Jones, which I do because I think he was key in facilitating that move for the Rams.
Can't leave him out of all of this.
I despise Jerry Jones. However, he's an owner who is also a fan of the team, and he puts money in his team to try to win.
He wants to win. He wants to win. There's a big difference there. Kroenke obviously doesn't care about
winning at all.
It doesn't make sense to me. You know, how is he going to go out and make all kinds of money still? And he doesn't even care about winning. And, you know, okay.
From the 314-706 texts in again and says, once the Rams cut Laurinaitis and Chris Long, it made it a lot easier to root against the Rams.
Ooh.
Do you know how much I loved it? I loved Chris Long winning a Super Bowl
ring
with the Patriots last year. That was awesome. He spent all that time with the Rams, and they were terrible the entire time he was here. And he got to play in a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl with the Patriots last year. Good for him, man. I was so happy for him.
When the Rams cut them too, I applauded it. Both of them.
Yeah.
So I disagree with that. I don't think it made it easier to root against them. For me, it made me say, okay, finally, they did what they were supposed to do like 3 years ago. But
yeah, the cutting of players didn't matter to me either. It was the team not being, quote unquote, St. Louis. As soon as it was Los Angeles, that was it. I was done.
Yeah.
Because I'd already been through this once, and I knew that even if I tried to root for him, it was not going to last long.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, the only thing that could have kept me rooting for them maybe would have been, you know, players on the team, but there had to have been players, you know, worth rooting for. Exactly. You know, they don't have a whole lot of NFL caliber players on the team. And so what am I supposed to do? Sit here and watch these bunch of guys that I don't know, I don't care about? No, you know, and so for that aspect, there's no Laurinaitis, no Long, so those are two likable guys. They're not there, then it makes it even easier to not care about them.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. All right, we are going to take a break, and it is going to be the Boulevard Brewing Company sports segment coming up next. We are going to talk our top four favorite stand-up comedians coming up after the break, and you can join as well and tell us your favorite stand-up comedians. Text the show, 855-282-8255, and we will discuss it next here in the Mole Hole on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.